WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It is 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 5 members of a former Texas A&M fraternity have lost their bid to throw out drug-related evidence that was seized following the death of a 6th member almost 2 years ago.
The former members of Sigma Nu fraternity who are facing felony drug charges were in Brazos County District Court last September. Their lawyers finished submitting written arguments last November, and the district attorney's office announced yesterday the judge denied the motions to suppress. No trial dates have been set for those charged with felonies. According to online records, 6th and 7th former members who are charged with misdemeanor drug possession crimes have court appearances set for this September and October, and an 8th and 9th former member have completed requirements of deferred disposition, resulting in charges being dropped of possessing drug paraphernalia. The group was arrested following the death of Anton Gridnev, who died of an accidental overdose of several types of opiates following a party at the College Station frat house in August of 2016. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The first 6 months of College Station's first food truck park have gone so well that the city council at its last meeting agreed to drop the requirement that operators have 2 police officers on duty on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Police Chief Scott McCullum told the council they haven't seen the activity they expected when the food truck operation in Northgate began last December.
What we have noticed is very nominal activity in the area. We've worked with the applicant to make sure we can mitigate any kind of problems.
The operators did not ask the council to expand the choices of alcoholic beverages or to expand beer and wine sales past midnight. This afternoon is the dedication of the newest Monarch Butterfly Way Station in the Twin Cities. The location, the Butterfly Garden at Rock Prairie Elementary School and College Station, has been in existence for 20 years. PTO member and parent Jessica Matthews, who is in charge of the garden, says students are very excited.
Especially when they go out and they see a monarch butterfly actually getting nectar from some of our plants, or even we had a monarch butterfly laying eggs in our garden this week. And me and some students after school one day, we went out and we actually collected all the monarch eggs so we can go to classes and we can watch these caterpillars be raised from egg all the way to butterfly.
Today's dedication program, which begins at 3:30, includes a butterfly release. If you're not in or interested in agriculture, one reason to follow the development of the next federal farm bill is that's where food stamps come from. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says 8 to 12 million could get off food stamps if Congress passes a new work requirement.
Taking a step toward welfare to work and dependency to independence and poverty to prosperity, by requiring that people that are on food stamps, if you're between 18 and 59 and you don't have kids under 6, and you're not disabled, then you should be looking for work.
During a visit on our show, Flores says the number of food stamp recipients have dropped from 42 to 24 million in the last year and a half. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It is 62 degrees. Text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Nancy Berry, Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Howdy, I'm Jason Byinski, former Mayor Bryan.
We're voting for Gabriel Garcia
for district clerk. Gabriel Garcia brings over 22 years of business experience to the table with meticulous record-keeping skills.
That's what the office requires. He's a man of integrity with the highest ethical standards.
That's what the office needs.
Please join us in voting for Gabriel Garcia for district clerk.
I'm Gabriel Garcia, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
So yesterday it was something else. Today it's, you know, there's always something going on here.
Always something.
So I'm just letting you know ahead of time, if you happen to miss the Sean Hannity update, the Rush update, and Focus on the Family yesterday, well, we'll just repeat them for you today.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I missed all three of those.
Did you? Well, see, that's that we're just here to, anyway, we're working on this kind of stuff.
Sounds good.
Oh, and I guess we ought to start with today's weather, with it, which I just had to upload.
But okay.
Anyway, so here we go. It's time for the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
There'll be some sunshine across the area for today. It'll also be a warm day with a gusty breeze, highs 85 to 90. There'll be some passing cloudiness from time to time. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, breezy again tomorrow, maybe a stray shower, 85 to 90. Clear to partly cloudy near 70 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Saturday, clouds and sun, the chance for a shower. Temperatures on Saturday are going to be near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm back, baby. Oh. Home sweet home once again. That was a quick trip to Mississippi, or wherever I
Missouri.
Was.
Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Another M state.
All those M states start to run together. But yeah, it was a quick trip for Aggie softball up in Columbia, Missouri. They're still looking for that first SEC tournament win ever. They fell to Mississippi State yesterday 2-0. So we'll cover that ball game, as well as looking at some Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon, both the Astros and the Rangers in action and picking up wins. All that more coming up in sports.
You know, I stayed with the broadcast until that line drive to the base of the fence went. Way to go, Zach.
Yeah.
Way
lost
to
that
go,
one.
Zach. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, they're going to have to send someone else next year.
That's exactly right. Maybe it's you.
Maybe.
Well, see, that was the thing. Tim Schnettler had gone the past few years, and it's been pretty much the same exact result. And he goes, well, maybe it was me. So Tim didn't go this year, and then he sent me a text yesterday and said, well, I guess it's not me.
It's men.
Man.
That's what it is.
Is that it? Oh, listen to that. Just He-Man, rolling it out there.
She-man, woman hater. Wow. Or man hater. Man whatever, hater. Whatever you're
I'm
hating.
Just kidding.
Well, it's all right. They're still going to play, as we talked about.
Yep.
They still haven't won, and they went to the World Series last year, so, you know, it can happen.
It is not the end of the season.
No, it's not.
Well, but, you know, are they going to have Zach there for the rest of the season?
No.
I mean, if that's the problem, then just saying.
I think they're going to roll with Louie.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
That's
a problem all on
stuff.
Its own. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, magic moments in your life. We'll talk about that today.
Oh,
okay.
Heavenly. Yes.
The kind of wine men should be drinking as opposed to what they are drinking. We'll talk about that. Once again, we're just here for life lessons.
Yeah.
You know? Just things to
life make lessons with the Infomaniacs.
Exactly. And, well, again, it appears that Utah is the first state to allow children to roam free and take part in actual unsupervised activities.
Oh, my.
Under the free-range parenting law.
Those little Utes just running around.
There you go. We talked about that,
wild children.
About 3 weeks ago when the legislature was looking at it. Well, the state's governor in March signed a bill that protects parents from being prosecuted for child neglect if, oh, my God, they allow their children to do things on their own.
Like walk home from school ride their bikes around the neighborhood.
Maybe drinking from water hoses.
Oh, my. By themselves.
Yeah. Digging in dirt.
Eating dirt.
Or eating dirt. That could happen, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Playing outside without supervision is now okay.
Oh, wow.
Taking part in certain activities or walking to school alone is now okay. The new legislation, adopted unanimously by the lawmakers, stipulates that any child left unsupervised must be mature enough, okay, and have good judgment, okay? Now, my thought is there ought to be some good judgment as far as the parents are concerned, too.
Yeah.
Maybe have good judgment enough to go around. But the very idea, think about that, the opportunity for a child to be on their own without some, quote, good Samaritan deciding that authorities need to intervene because the child may be in trouble. Just saying. Way to go, Utah.
Way to go, Utah. We are turning a corner.
Those Utes in Utah.
Yeah, we'll see if we join in. Speaking of Good Samaritans, a would-be Good Samaritan became trapped in her car after trying to rescue what she thought was an injured owl. About 11:30 on Monday night, woman was driving just north of Tucson, spotted an owl that appeared to be hurt. So the woman placed the dazed bird in the car and drove to seek help. Well, soon after, that's when the owl latched on to the driver and the car's steering wheel and basically wouldn't let go.
Okay.
They got talons, you know?
Yeah, right, big, sharp ones.
Yep.
They kill things with their claws.
They do, and carry them around. Wildlife officials were contacted by the woman's mama after the woman was basically trapped in her car.
With the owl attached.
Yeah. The wildlife officials suggested that she douse the owl with water.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, gasoline or something. That's dangerous.
No, that wouldn't work. But the owl drank,
and that's bad to the point.
But the owl drank the water instead and continued her grip on the steering wheel. Yeah. The owl eventually let go on its own, hopped out of the car, and apparently it's fine.
Oh, everybody was okay in the story.
But is the woman fine?
Well, a little bit owl trauma,
right,
I think.
Right, that's what I would think.
Yeah. We're going to have a great time
together. We got a lot of info. Mission.
And maybe he just wanted to hitch a ride. There's no telling.
And then whenever the owl returned home to all his owl friends, they said, "Where have you been? Who are you hanging out with?" And he goes, "Who?
Who?
Who?
Long way to get to that, but thank you." Because what else do owls say after all?
That is true.
Yeah.
Who?
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Do you need a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right. EcoZap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from EcoZap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency.
As the last remaining locally owned media in Bryan College Station, we pride ourselves in being able to provide our listeners with local news, weather, sports, and information on a daily basis. A vital part of keeping you informed is being informed by you. We love to hear from our listeners. Text us your comments, news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. It's the WTAW text line, powered by Citibank. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
There you go, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Later on today, if you have a chance, just go to YouTube and type in owl attack video.
Okay.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Here comes this owl swooping in, and its talons go for the camera.
Ooh, nice.
It's pretty amazing stuff, that's for sure. All right, so here we go. It's clean up your room day.
No thanks, Mom.
I should. I need to.
All right, then it's stay up all night. Might be so you can clean your room.
Maybe. Probably not a good idea for us.
Yeah, not working. Mm-mm. National Shrimp Day. Okay.
I like that. Shrimp.
Shrimp can be good. Mm-hmm. And when Mr. Downs gets here, we're going to have to tell him that today is one day without shoes day.
Oh.
Yes.
So there, you could just be flaunting your feet.
They're off right now.
Okay, and he comes and says something, you're going to go, wait a minute.
It's no shoes day.
That's right. This is, I think
day without shoes.
It's supposed to make you aware of people who go through
who can't
life.
Afford shoes.
Right, without
shoes.
I thought you were talking about like all the ones on the power line.
Yeah. No. No, we don't. I don't see many of those anymore. Maybe that's a city thing.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
That's an old fad.
Yeah,
now.
I got you. All right, 619, and we got birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Let's see here.
Because we never do birthdays at this time.
No,
show.
We
do, but again, it's. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Halston Sage is turning 25.
Okay.
Lieutenant Alara Kitan on the Orville. I'm pronouncing that right.
Okay.
Lauren Potter turning 28. She's Becky, the cheerleader with Down syndrome on Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Thompson, really funny guy. He's turning 40 today.
Wow.
SNL superstar. I thought he was leaving, but apparently not. And that's good because he's one of their better ones.
Mm-hmm.
Helio Castroneves is turning 43.
Who?
He's a racer.
A wrestler?
No, he's a racer.
A racer.
Oh, I just thought I thought it'd be funny with it.
Okay.
That didn't really work out very well.
Gotcha.
Helio Castroneves, he's turning 43.
Okay.
All right. Young MC is turning the big 5-1
Get
today.
Away.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. So he's turning 5-1. I bet Scott was jamming to that back in the day.
You know it.
It was 89, I think. So,
right.
Young rappers today, they just don't get it.
Don't.
Rick Santorum is turning 60 today. Okay. Politician with a Google problem. There you go. Chris Berman turning 63. ESPN's catchphrase.
Back. Right.
Whoop.
Okay. Oh, yep. Whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of annoying. But he's one of the big-time guys that really started ESPN.
He's
all
a legend.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, heaven forbid if we forget this one. Bono is turning 58 today. It's all our listeners texting into us. They can live or can't live with or without us. So he's turned 58. You know Bono's real name?
I don't.
Me
Paul
neither.
Hewson.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well,
so
Bono works better.
Little info
sure.
for you. Yeah, Bono's better. Let's see. I already mentioned Chris Berman turning 63. Tito Santana is turning 65. Now, he is a wrestler in the day, but he's turning 65. Dave Mason is turning 72, classic rocker.
You got some Dave?
No,
I
we
got
don't have
some
any.
Dave.
Do you? Okay.
There ain't no good guy. There ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
He's good.
So
he's
there
good.
You go.
He's good.
They just disagree. No good, no bad. I do have some Donovan, though. He's turning 72 as well.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Mellow
they
Yellow.
Call me Mellow Yellow.
And he is turning 72, and that's all I got for birthdays for today.
Meg Foster? The actress is 70? I didn't know that.
Okay.
And Homer Simpson's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday, Homer.
If Homer was real, he'd be 62.
Oh, my.
So have a beer.
That's
crazy.
Have a beer.
And
celebrate.
A donut. Yeah, do that. 622.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, the deep state double standard continues. Fox News has learned the FBI will not be collecting the text messages exchanged on the personal accounts of the FBI lovebirds, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, despite evidence that they discussed, quote, work-related information on the devices. Now, FBI official Charles Thorley said the FBI is not otherwise obligated to collect and or retain all communications between its employees. Really? The same FBI that kicked down the doors in a midnight raid of Paul Manafort's home and the same FBI that raided Michael Cohen's residences, seizing tons of personal records, communications. Now all of a sudden they feel that they don't have the authority to obtain communications between two of their scheming, corrupt insurance policy, Trump-hating agents. Another shameless display on a two-tier justice system in America.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you're thinking about getting a mortgage, everyone has a piece of advice. And believe me, you'll hear it all. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. And the thing I've learned about mortgage advice is everyone has some. But not everyone has what's right for you. Rocket Mortgage has helped millions get the information that they need. Based on real data, we've made everything easy to understand so you can confidently make the right decision and get a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Rocket Mortgage. Check it out. Take your time. And if you have questions, we'll be here with expert advice you can trust. Because we know that buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. So give us a call at 800-QUICKEN or visit rocketmortgage.com today to learn more. Start the journey toward your perfect home with America's largest mortgage lender.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
This ever happened to you? You're driving along and a vehicle in front of you throws a something up like a stone, pebble, something like that, and it pops your windshield. Well, you get that little mark right there. You can get that fixed pretty quickly at Acme Glass. As a matter of fact, usually takes just less than a half an hour for them to do that based on what their situation is. But by making that windshield chip repair right then, it keeps it from turning into a crack, which might go all the way across your windshield. It's annoying, and it may not be the safest thing in the world. So remember that they can fix those for you. By the way,
If you buy your windshield from Acme Glass, they'll repair those for you for the life of the car. They also take care of side glass and back glass if that needs to be replaced as well. They specialize in that in two of their locations, College Station right across from the main entrance at A&M, and in their downtown Bryan location, which is at 28th and Main Street, where they specialize in that. Now, also their location on South Washington Street in Bryan, that's where you can see some of the commercial and residential products and work that they do. Since 1946, family-owned and operated, it's Acme Glass.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Store will meet or beat any local competitor's price on any item in-house, including Regal Chemicals. The Pool Store is proud to be the only authorized Regal Chemical dealer in the Brazos Valley, so you get the highest quality Regal pool chemicals available at the lowest possible price. With a full inventory of pool toys, pool supplies, and Regal Chemicals, the Pool Store provides fast free delivery in BCS. Call the Pool Store, 575-6200. The Pool Store, by the Pool Guy. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics.
626, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Man, we're going to be close to like 90 degrees for the next few days, which ought to be cool. Nice breeze yesterday afternoon, though. It was worthwhile to be outside. Liquid chocolate.
Mmm, yes.
Liquid milk chocolate.
Okay.
Tons of it. Covering a highway in Poland.
Oh.
Did you hear about this?
No.
No.
This tanker truck, and it's pretty spectacular video. I mean, if you the shots that they have from above, I guess it kind of looks like mud.
Okay.
But when you know it's milk chocolate, it sounds delicious. There was a little problem, though. What happened was, after it spilled out, it hardened.
Oh.
And so,
like lava.
It looked kind of like mud. It's sticky mud, but they couldn't just kind of pick it up.
Right. Yeah.
So what they had to do is they had to get these excavators to come in, take as much of the liquid as they could, and then bring hot water and pour it on the pavement.
To remelt it and wash it.
It would remelt the chocolate, and then eventually, I guess, it goes down into the creeks somewhere.
What a process.
I know, exactly.
Oh, yeah, into the creeks and then kills all the animals.
That's right,
something.
But they'd be chocolate-covered and delicious to eat. 12 tons of chocolate in that truck. I mean, that's some good chocolate that gets wasted.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that? Anyway, and it was in Poland. Do they even know what to do with that?
I didn't even think about a truck having, you know, just liquid chocolate riding in the back
all
of
that
it.
Stuff. You think about oil and gas and milk, but no, there's really chocolate. Dog named Dozer running down a Massachusetts highway stopped motorists because they're trying to pick up the dog and, you know, so it'll jump in there and clamp on their steering wheel.
Right,
oh, no, that's
exactly.
An owl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
State trooper responded, came armed with beef jerky.
That a baby.
Yep, tossed it out there. Dozer went right for it. Everything's fine. Owner's got his dog back, and now he's jonesing for jerky. So,
jonesing for jerky.
In Florida, a woman in an old white sedan is all they said.
Old white.
Pulled up to the drive-through window at the fast food restaurant. When the employee asked her what she wanted, the woman said, "I got a gun and I want money." The employee asked her how much money she wanted. She said, $50. Well, of course, the employee told her to get lost, closed the window. She drove off. Hey, if they ask what you want, tell them, right?
Right. I mean,
I want money.
Customer
I need
service.
It.
And, I mean, it's this is insensitive to say she had an old white car. How do you know how old it was?
Yeah.
You know?
And we're just labeling it right off the...
I know. Poor woman needing money, pulling into the drive-through window.
I mean, you asked.
Can I say? 629, let's do some weather, by the way. 88 degrees or 89 degrees probably the next day or two. Actually, looks like all the way through Tuesday. Weather's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, we're serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. And the lows, by the way, will be right around, actually, when we get to Saturday, the low is going to be 71. How do you like that? Well, it's Texas and almost summertime. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 3. We got 96% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 62.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Google says a new version of its Android mobile operating system will tell you how much time you spent on various apps, joining other tech giants addressing criticism that their products are too addictive. The time tracker is on a new Android dashboard screen that also will allow you to set time limits on apps and automatically turn the phone screen gray at the time you want to go to bed. The feature is part of a broader initiative to help users with their digital well-being. UFC and Disney have reached a deal for Disney's new subscription streaming service to carry live UFC fight coverage. The deal calls for 15 UFC events to stream on ESPN Plus starting in January. If you attend a college graduation this spring, it's a better-than-even chance that commencement speaker will be a woman. For the first time in at least two decades, a majority of the nation's top colleges will feature women as featured speakers. For example, Vanderbilt has landed Amal Clooney. MIT will host Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The operators of College Station's first food truck park have one less city regulation. That's after the city council approved a request to not require two police officers on duty on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. The vote followed an update from Police Chief Scott McCullum.
We haven't seen the activity that we expected initially, and so we feel confident that modification of this conditional use permit is appropriate.
Councilman Jerome Rectorick made the motion to remove the required law enforcement presence.
At the time, it was appropriate to be more conservative in our approach to this and have the police department do what they did here. But it is proven that's not necessary.
The operators did not ask the council to extend the sale of alcoholic beverages past midnight or to expand choices beyond beer and wine. It's been almost 2 years since a party at a former Texas A&M fraternity house led to the death of one member and the arrests of nine other members.
The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that five former members facing felony drug charges lost their motion to suppress drug-related evidence that was seized following the death of Anton Gridniff. Gridniff died of an accidental overdose of several types of opiates. The ruling comes 5 weeks after prosecutors asked the judge for a decision because of concerns of being able to prosecute those cases due to potential speedy trial issues. Oral arguments were made last September, and the last of the written arguments were submitted last November. No trial dates have been set for the five charged felonies. According to online records, a sixth and seventh former Sigma Nu member have court appearances set in September and October. An eighth and ninth former member no longer face charges of possessing drug paraphernalia after completing requirements of deferred disposition. And a wrongful death lawsuit in Harris County filed by the father of Anton Gridniff remains active. Trial date could be set next January, involving Sigma Nu and 10 former members, among others. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The first murder indictments are issued from the biker shootout in Waco 3 years ago. More than 20 other bikers were reindicted on new charges ranging from rioting to tampering with evidence. Those lesser charges come just 8 days before the statute of limitations runs out. Police arrested nearly 200 bikers following the shooting at the former Twin Peaks restaurant that left 9 people dead and 20 injured. For more than 20 years, Rock Prairie Elementary School in College Station has had a butterfly garden. This afternoon, there will be a dedication of the garden as a monarch way station.
This is a certification stating that this location is a place that helps sustain the monarch population and the monarch migration. So we are now on a national registry that you can go through on monarchwatch.com, and it will pull up Rock Prairie Elementary.
PTO member and parent Jessica Matthews, who was in charge of the garden, says it's enjoyed by students and their parents.
And just seeing the kids actually have that hands-on experience and seeing their eyes light up of, I found a caterpillar and I saw a butterfly in the garden. I think that that's really amazing. The parents enjoy it because it's a nice place to go in. There's tables in the garden, so now they have a nice place to go and sit with their child during lunch, or even just to go and visit. It's just, I feel like it has a nice atmosphere, and all the flowers are in bloom right now, so it's just a beautiful place to be.
A butterfly release is part of the dedication program that starts at 3:30. Congress continues to work on the next farm bill, which, among other things, provides money for food stamps. Congressman Bill Flores supports a work requirement to those between 18 and 59 with no children under the age of 6 and who are not disabled.
This is an 80% issue back home. People feel like if the taxpayer is supporting you, you need to be looking for work or have a job or getting trained for work. And we actually set it up where we're training the folks to get a job.
Flores says there are 8 to 12 million on food stamps who could be working.
We're putting these reforms out there because we think nothing beats a paycheck in terms of trying to move people from dependence to independence and to help them have the fulfillment that comes with a good job.
During a visit on our show, Flores says there are 24 million on food stamps, down from 42 million during the Obama administration. Motorists on Interstate 45 in Navarro County caught a big mistake on a new highway sign.
With all the construction on a freeway, drivers couldn't help but notice the new sign for the Business 45 exit off of Interstate 45. It should have read Corsicana, but instead there was a typo, and it read Corsicana. And those who live in Corsicana really noticed, especially Dr. Marianne Wilson. She's the director of the Corsicana Library. She says she's offering remedial spelling to anyone who had anything to do with the sign. TxDOT's response, crews have covered the sign and it will be replaced tomorrow. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:37 at 62 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. Have you been inundated with flyers on your door from roofing companies you've never heard of before? The truth is, they weren't here before the storm hit, and like previous storms, they won't be around when the storm work is over. Our advice is simple. Go with the name the Brazos Valley has known and trusted for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Always the hottest, coolest time. Let's go to Schlittenbahn.
For our family, let's face it, there's only one hottest, coolest time. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
We can go where the rivers connect us. We can go where the current takes us. Bring the good times home. Let's go to Schlitterbahn.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:39. Weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik. Feel the difference.
There'll be some sunshine across the area for today. It'll also be a warm day with a gusty breeze, highs 85 to 90. There'll be some passing cloudiness from time to time. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, breezy again tomorrow, maybe a stray shower, 85 to 90. Clear to partly cloudy near 70 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Saturday, clouds and sun, the chance for a shower, Temperatures on Saturday are going to be near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie softball still looking for that first elusive SEC tournament win. They came up short to Mississippi State yesterday 2-0. So we'll talk about that game as well as Major League Baseball, both the Rangers and the Astros getting it done in some matinees yesterday. And the Final Four has been set in the NBA playoffs. All that more coming up in sports.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
That is so great. We only got, what, another month, huh?
Don't be hating.
I'm not.
Don't be hating.
Oh, it'll be great. I'm sure it'll just be great. So, how do you proofread a highway sign? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You have to think a couple of people get to see it first.
Well, you are talking about Corsicana.
It's fairly large. Well, and there are a lot of letters. I mean, it's not like it's Buddha, okay, where you're not going to mess it up.
But it sounds
much.
Like they missed the one I.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be one thing if they missed an A.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of those.
Right, that's right.
Corsicana. Or maybe add in an extra N.
Maybe they were just going by what the locals called it. Corsicana.
Yeah. No, I used to live there.
Yeah, I think they say Corsicana.
Yeah, they do. I lived there before I moved here a long time ago. I was a little kid back then.
Little Scott.
I know, Corsicana. Yeah.
Baby Scott.
Well, I had to, you know, fortunately you didn't have to spell it. You know, wasn't writing letters when I was like five years old.
Yeah, I went there a few times because Navarro was in our conference in junior college.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, they got the sign fixed. Okay, and fascinated by the butterfly garden.
Yes, it just sounds like a magical place.
Those are kind of fun.
And the whole monarch migration thing is a pretty cool deal, and we're right in the middle of their path. So it's kind of cool that, you know, we get to be on that national registry.
And if you got like a garden, you know, you put in stuff
milkweed,
so the butterflies can come in.
Milkweed is what you need.
Okay, we use butterfly bushes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's what it says in the name.
Wait, what?
So that ought to work.
Really?
I've never heard of a butterfly bush.
Yep, matter of fact. Yeah.
But yeah, so, milkweed is another thing that they're really attracted to.
Now, here's the thing, though. Okay, part of the celebration, now when is this going to happen?
3:30 p.m. today.
Okay.
There is a butterfly release that is part of it.
Is it okay if they leave?
Right. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
They're not going to release
them. Come back.
They're not going to release them by the highway, are they?
No, that would be a bad idea.
It's at the garden.
No, it's at the garden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a road there, right?
Well, sure. But you know, butterflies fly near roads sometimes.
It does. If you look at my windshield, you see there's quite a few of them. Yeah.
Well, that's not a nice thing to talk about this morning.
Usually, butterflies kind of stay out of the path.
Yeah, and plus the wind from the car kind of
blows them out of the way before it hits them.
Yeah, as opposed to a bird.
Yeah, this kind of flip up over you.
Right.
Birds.
So
I hit a hawk one time.
Did you?
I was driving down 79.
Did he latch onto your steering wheel?
No, he didn't. I didn't give him time to get inside. I was driving down 79. Yeah. Between.
Did you stop and render aid?
No. What am I going to do to save a wild animal, a hawk?
Yeah. Put him in your car. Give him some water.
No. I guess he saw a mouse or something on the other side of the road, and I was on 79 between Oakwood and Buffalo, and it's real windy through there, and he came swooping in, I guess. Didn't see me and hit my windshield
and flipped up over.
That's what you call survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how it works in nature.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you watch those National Geographic things, it's always the slowest animal that gets caught by the, you know, whatever. So same deal.
Have y'all seen the YouTube video of the guy? I guess he's a big falconing person. I don't know if it was over in the Netherlands or whatever. And he's talking about this bird that he's got. He spent all this time training this bird, and they release it, and it's going to do like a big circle, and it's going to come back to him, but they released it by a highway.
Okay.
And the bird's coming back.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? No.
Bam!
I don't
and it's all on video.
God. I was talking about nice little butterflies and whether or not they leave the garden and come back, or if they just, is it okay if they fly away? Don't want the kids to get traumatized because the butterflies fly away during the release. You know what I'm saying?
Come back.
Huffington Post reports that Monica Lewinsky says she has been disinvited to an event.
Imagine that.
Coming up this week.
Uh-huh.
Well, she was invited, but then when they found out that...
she was Monica Lewinsky, they disinvited her?
No, it's when they found out that Bill Clinton was also going to be there.
Oh, that could have been awkward.
Probably decided that they wouldn't do that. They didn't say exactly what it was, but the Huffington Post reports that an annual philanthropy summit being hosted by Town & Country magazine is this week, and that Mr. Clinton is going to be there to introduce someone, and she was
gotcha.
So.
And what are you going to do?
Did she make a comment about it?
Just said that she'd been disinvited. That was all.
And what are you going to do? Uninvite the former president?
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Yeah, if he says he's going to be there,
especially
then he's
like announcing something
right,
or doing something,
he's going to be there.
Yeah,
so.
Bill's always going to get the invite over Monica.
North Korea's state-run news agency says that Kim Jong-un said his expected meeting with President Trump would be a good step toward reducing tensions in the Korean Peninsula. So, they're supposed to get together. Hey, and the Trump haters, there are a few out there,
mm-hmm.
not happy that he got those three guys released yesterday from North Korea.
Oh, because they wanted them to stay in North Korea?
One more thing that would be a bad projection upon the president, I think, more than anything else. And there you go. Got that happening for you.
Was it just because he caved?
Well,
did he agree to trade something for this?
No, well, we don't know that. I mean, we haven't heard that.
Well, why wouldn't they be happy about it?
Sure. Well, because anything that makes the Trump administration
look good.
Oh,
right.
We can't be doing that.
It's bad for our country.
Of course.
It's bad for the three people locked in the Korean jail.
Yeah. Well, and again, it doesn't matter because the Republicans used to do the same thing when Obama was president.
Yeah.
No, I mean, both sides do it.
Didn't want anything else to do.
Yeah.
It's the wonderment of our government.
Can't we just be happy that they're home safe?
Yeah.
And it's just like the economy. Obama got the ball rolling on the release of these prisoners, and Trump's just picking up the credit.
Yeah, that's all. Sure, that's it. So, anyhow. All right, about all we got today. It's 6:46.
Hank the Cowdog is coming back to the Bush Library and Museum on May 22nd and 23rd. Hank's vibrant author, John Erickson, will sing songs accompanying himself on the banjo and read from various books using the voices of the characters. Every student on site receives a free Hank the Cowdog book, and free bus funding is available for schools. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org. That's bush41.org.
Tomorrow is the day that Star Cinema Grill opens their doors and changes the way BCS experiences movies. Audiences are going to love the stunning 4K laser projectors, luxury-powered reclining seats, and service at the touch of a button. The chef-inspired, made-from-scratch American Grill menu gets two thumbs up, also featuring a full bar with 18 beers on tap and validated garage parking. Don't just see a movie, experience a movie at Star Cinema Grill in the new Century Square. Get your tickets at StarCinemaGrill.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 12th, it's options for spring and summer brush control. Successful control depends on proper identification, product selection, and timing. We'll learn the strategies and techniques this week at Producers.
Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
No one needs to preach the gospel of water conservation in Texas. It's a message that's already been driven home in recent years' droughts. We all need to be good stewards of this most valuable resource, yet most gardeners want the luxury and convenience of an automatic sprinkling system. So the question becomes, how can we marry the wants and the needs? Tuning up the sprinkler system right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752 Grow, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. If you want to tune up your sprinkler system, step one is to plan a water-efficient irrigation system. Work with a licensed irrigation contractor who understands things like line pressure, water consumption, and spray patterns of the various types of heads, also the water needs for various parts of your landscape. Get several bids and ask for references. Deal only with people whose installations and product have held up well for others. If you already have an irrigation system, conduct a thorough audit of its efficient water use. Put it through its paces. Analyze your plants carefully. Look for any types of problems. Start by cycling each zone to run. Look at each head to be certain it's spraying uniformly. If the pattern isn't even, open the head and clean its filter. Turn the water back on for a moment to flush out the line and then turn it off and put the head back in place. Heads can also become misaligned. What used to spray turf or shrub beds is now shooting directly at oncoming traffic in the street. Most heads that throw in less than full circles have arcs and arrows molded into their tops so you can see exactly where they should be aimed. Most times, a simple twist of the wrist will put it back in the correct placement. Plants grow, and as they do, they cover the heads that water them. If new spring growth of shrubs or ground covers is blocking their spray patterns, either prune the plants or use extenders to raise the heads. You may notice that some of your heads don't spray to their full capacity. Again, they may be partially plugged with debris. If it's only affecting one or two heads, open them up and clean them out. If it's affecting several heads in close proximity to one another, particularly if they're at the far end of a line, it may be lack of available pressure. Run the system early in the day when pressure is at its best and see if that helps. There are special heads that can be used for low water flow. If you find boggy spots while you're out mowing, and if it's been several days since it rained or since you ran the sprinklers, you probably have a valve that's stuck partially open. It may be that a very small pebble or clod of hard soil is lodged in the gasket that seals the valve shut. Turn the water off, open the valve, clean the gasket, or maybe replace it and put it all back together again. It should work fine. Every new sprinkler system owner wants to know how often they should run their system. My best advice here, maybe the best advice of the day, talk to your irrigation contractor about a smart controller. I'm Neil Sperry, curious and harmless pests in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. 14th-ranked Texas A&M softball is still looking for that first SEC tournament win following yesterday's 2-0 loss to Mississippi State. Right-hander Trinity Harrington took a no-hitter into the sixth inning, but that's when the Lady Bulldogs put together two runs on three base hits to take the lead. Holly Ward would take it from there, tossing a three-hit shutout for Mississippi State. The Aggs will return home to await their fate for the NCAA tournament. Now in women's golf, the NCAA regional tournament wrapped up yesterday, with the Aggies finishing seventh as a team at 14 over par. That was the top six teams that actually will be moving on to the NCAA championship, so the Aggies missed out on that. SEC foe Arkansas finished 27 under par to finish first, followed by Texas, who shot 15 under. Aggie senior Maddie Zarek had a strong showing in Austin, finishing 7 under to play second individually, just one stroke behind Maria Fossey of Arkansas. So Zarek will actually be moving on in the individual championships. In some college football news, Florida defensive coordinator Todd Grantham has reached a 3-year deal worth $4.5 million, becoming the highest paid assistant in school history. Grantham also becomes just the 15th assistant in college football to make over $1 million per year, with nine of those coaches coming from the SEC. So it just means more in dollar cents. On the baseball diamond, both the Astros and Rangers took part in matinees yesterday.
The right-hander's 1-0 pitch driven down the right field line. Is this going to be fair? It is! Just inside the right field foul pole, a laser home run for Nomar Mazara, his second of the game, gives the Rangers their first walk-off win this season, 5-4-10 over the Tigers.
Matt Hicks with the call on Rangers radio. Nomar Mazara took Warwick Sopole deep in the bottom of the 10th as Texas edged Detroit 5-4. Here's Mazara on his game winner.
The right-hander's 1-0 pitch driven down.
And that's not Mazara. We'll get to him maybe in the next sportscast. Now, Martin, home runs number 9 as well as 10 of the year for Mazara. He went deep twice as the Rangers grabbed their first home series victory of the year. Out in Oakland, the Astros were getting into the swing of things as well.
the air to center field. Back goes Canna, looking up. This ball's well struck and gone. Max Stassi ties the game at one. That ball deep over the wall in right center field. Fisher gets into one to center field. That sends Canna back. He's looking up. This ball's crushed way up there into the bleachers. He almost goes up to Mount Davis, and the Astros take a 2-1 lead.
And those back-to-back dingers came against Aggie Daniel Mangdon in the top of the seventh as Houston rallied for a 4-1 win over the A's. Gerrit Cole picked up his fourth win of the year, going six strong while giving up just one run and striking out nine.
It was a well-played ball game. Max did a great job kind of keeping with the game plan we had last time and kind of evolving with it as we figured out what we had today. Defense played well, tracking down some fly balls in Winnie Stadium and...
Cole and the Astros will return home tomorrow to host the Rangers in a Lone Star Showdown. The NBA's Final Four is set. It'll be the Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Of course, Houston took care of Utah in five games, while Golden State downed New Orleans in five as well. Meanwhile, it's LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Boston Celtics in the East. Cleveland swept Toronto in the semis, while Boston bested Philadelphia in five. And out on the ice, the seventh and deciding game between the Nashville Predators and Winnipeg Jets is set for tonight at 7 o'clock in Nashville. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really cool.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places. Right now, get $2,500 customer cash, or qualified buyers get 1.9% APR for 60 months on a 2018 RAV4. Offers end June 4th. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N6418.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or an outlet that you want to move to a more convenient location? Maybe have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For home electrical service, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express. 979-77-LIGHT. That's 979-77-L-I-G-H-T. Or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the next hour, what's your sense of taste says about your personality?
Ooh, okay.
All right. How many pairs of shoes does the average woman have?
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, okay. And this guy is either the boldest criminal who we've ever had around or maybe the dumbest. I'm not sure. 24-year-old guy named Tavon Wilson went to the Walmart in Columbus, Georgia last week, picked up a 55-inch Samsung TV, and walked out without paying for it.
Okay.
Okay, now that's probably happened somewhere before.
Sure.
Now, 55-inch TV is pretty heavy, pretty bulky, could have trouble if you were, for instance, walking home with this.
Okay.
So Tavon says, well, I got a solution. He saw two police officers.
Right. and ask for help.
Ask if they'd give him and his TV a ride home.
Sure.
That was just about the time that the police got the call from Walmart about the missing TV. They connected the dots amazingly, and they said, we're just going to go ahead and take you to the station, Tavon.
Tavon, you didn't think it through, buddy.
Tavon Wilson, another distinguished alumnus from Columbus, Georgia. All right, let's do some weather. Well, maybe he's from Columbus. He may not be. Maybe he's from someplace else.
Hating on Columbus.
I know. Let's do some weather. It's going to be warm today because, you know, it's Texas and it's almost June. Look for a high temperature near 90 for the next 4 or 5 days. Lows will be near 70. It's 62 now. O'Brien Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.